Alliance is a party about people, putting people first, putting people before politics, and putting people before political self-interest. And haven't we just seen a massive example of that this week from Sinn Féin, the SDLP, and the Greens? As a Liberal Party, we treat the individual person as the cornerstone of society. And through my department, we invest in the skills of all of our people and provide the opportunities for every person to develop to their full potential and to have a full stake in society. It is through fully mobilising all of our talents that we will truly transform our economy and build a better society. So Alliance is about both economic change and social change. Through Dáil, we are providing the engine room of the economy, delivering ever greater outcomes, more efficiently matching supply and demand, and transforming lives. Through this focus on skills, we have been to the fore of a significant improvement in our local economy over the past few years. Unemployment has now fallen in Northern Ireland for 25 consecutive months. This is the longest continuous fall in unemployment since the mid-1990s. Invest in Northern Ireland has now had its most successful year in attracting new outward investment. But central to this success is the strength of our universities and colleges and our people with their skills and talents. Building upon our pre-existing skills base, our Assured Skills Programme is a unique intervention in global terms that works directly with companies to deliver to them the very specific skills they require to make their investments a success. And over the past 4 years, I've worked hard to further improve that skills base. We have created over 1,400 new higher education places, all in STEM subjects, science, technology, engineering and mathematics, including a very significant increase in computer science places. And we have embarked on a plan to double the number of PhDs supported by the state over the course of this decade. In line with our support for STEM, I was pleased to be able to recently facilitate the first ever science festival in Northern Ireland, which exceeded all targets and expectations. I was further delighted that this was so strongly supported by my good friend Drew O'Brien, the Special Representative for Global Partnerships for the US Secretary of State. We are working together to create new STEM-based exchange opportunities that we're opening up in the United States. In contrast to what has happened to further education in the rest of the UK, we have taken steps to build and enhance our local colleges and to make them the first point of call for investing in vocational skills and delivering innovation for businesses. A forthcoming further education strategy will further consolidate this role. I am especially proud of our new system of apprenticeships. We have revolutionised the traditional concept of an apprenticeship and applied it to a larger range of occupations and over a wider range of skill levels. Employers will now be in the driving seat, and both our universities and colleges will be our key delivery partners. New higher-level apprenticeships will become an alternative pathway to higher-level skills, providing secure and sustainable employment for young people and providing companies with the trained workers they require to grow and prosper. And within the next few weeks, we will also launch a new system of youth training to provide vocational skills for young people between 16 and 24. The foundation stone of a strong economy lies in good careers, advice and guidance. And I am pleased that we have now concluded our joint review of careers with the Department of Education, and we are pressing ahead with the implementation of its recommendations. One of my particular objectives is to achieve a better gender balance in the workplace, especially in the high-growth sectors such as IT and engineering. This is both about providing equal opportunities and facilitating the development of talent to maximise the potential of our economy. I am pleased that the Work and Families Act is now law. And our new system of shared parental leave comes into effect for babies due from the 5th of April this year onwards. Alongside new rights to request flexible working, this new measure will better reflect the modern family and the modern workplace and will be a positive means for employers to invest in the success of their organisations and in their employees, especially women. These measures were discussed and debated by our party council less than 2 years ago, and now they are law. Policy making in Alliance is not about meaningless talking shops. Rather, we have real debates that produce real results. Conference, we've also been at the forefront on helping those who are most vulnerable in our society and bringing people closer to the labour market. Economic inactivity is the hidden form of unemployment, and Northern Ireland has sadly had the highest rate in this regard over the past 30 years, and this problem has defied the ups and downs of the economic cycle. Over the next few weeks, the Executive is set to agree a strategy to address economic inactivity for the first time. This will also be a first for the UK as a whole. Work to engage with young people who are not in educational employment and training has been taken forward in partnership with the community and voluntary sector through the Pathways to Success strategy. We're now building on this through the design and delivery of the new United Youth Programme, spanning both employability and good relations for some of our most marginalised young people. And in the very near future, we will be issuing a new disability employment and skills strategy. This is designed to better support those with disabilities to either enter or sustain employment and to make a full contribution to our economy. Over recent years, we've also seen an increased casualisation of the labour market, for example, through the use of zero-hours contracts. These may well suit some people, but for many others, it may be the only employment option available, bringing in turn uncertainty over levels of income and disruption to family life. If casual labour is to be an increased feature of our economy, it is crucial that our regulation keeps up with the pace of change. Therefore, I have presented comprehensive proposals to the Executive on the regulation of zero-hours contracts. Through putting in place measures such as a ban on exclusivity clauses, creating a statutory code, and requiring employers to demonstrate why someone should not, in due course, move to a regular contract, we would be going further in regulation than any other part of the UK. So, Conference, much has been done to deliver skills and to invest in employability outcomes. But we are now reaching a fork in the road, and big decisions to be taken over the coming months and years will determine which path Northern Ireland follows. One path leads to a prosperous economy and a shared and cohesive society, underpinned by good governance, the rule of law, and sound public finances. The other path leads to continued division and economic stagnation, scarred by bad governance, disorder, and underfunded public services. Alliance is determined to travel down the first of those paths. But I have to say that all of the other four parties on the Executive are currently heading in that other direction. The Stormont House Agreement provides us the opportunity to restore some sanity to our public finances, including through tackling the wasted resources tied up in needlessly duplicating services. But the agreement will only deliver if it's properly implemented. The devolution of corporation tax provides the basis for a major leap forward in our ability to transform our economy, attracting even more investment and creating tens of thousands of new jobs. But it cannot be successful in a vacuum. We must see increased spending in the other key economic drivers, such as infrastructure, research capacity, and most crucially of all, skills, including new innovation such as a skills levy to further boost skills investment. And with respect to skills, even a standstill in funding is not good enough. There has to be an increase. If we are to raise expectations on the demand side in our economy without addressing the supply side at the same time, then we will see one almighty mess. But if we plan ahead strategically, and if the Executive and the Assembly are prepared to deliver the necessary investments and to make the tough decisions necessary to reform our public sector, then all of this is doable. Sadly, the evidence to date suggests the contrary. Due to Alliance, the other parties now at least accept the premise of the costs of a divided society, but they're dragging their feet about doing anything about it. There's no other government in the world that will seek to balance their books through spending cuts alone, in the absence of at least some fair and progressive forms of revenue raising. And now we're seeing clear proof that several of our parties can't even do their sums or know the value of anything. In voting against the budget, Alliance was not seeking an easy way out. Trying to have it both ways, staying in government while failing to take responsibility for tough decisions. In sharp contrast to both the UUP and especially the ever-opportunistic SDLP, our opposition was based on the grounds that it was not actually strategic enough and the tough decisions were being ducked by the DUP and Sinn Féin. While we don't run away from the tough reality of reductions in public spending, we are seeing levels of cuts that would not be necessary with more responsible decision making. Instead, both David and I are managing a level of cuts that are not of our making, but with a commitment and a sense of responsibility that is simply not apparent in any other party, in order to minimise the impact on the frontline delivery of services and the protection of the most vulnerable. And this week we have been hearing a lot about protecting the vulnerable. But we protect the vulnerable in many ways, through investing in public health, investing in early years education, and investing in training and employment schemes. And here's a radical thought conference, actually helping people to leave welfare. So deadlock on welfare hurts the most vulnerable. Those who are claiming to be helping the most are in practice hurting them the most. Cheap populism is getting us nowhere. A major step change in our economy can only be delivered through a step change in the approach of others to government. In no other area has the failure of other parties to act strategically and to break away from vested interests been more clearly exposed than the ongoing debate around teacher training. Our present system is fragmented and costly, not keeping pace with international standards, and it's not consistent with the stated aspirations of a shared and inclusive society. This is a clear-cut example of the costs of a divided society. Unless anyone thinks that this is some academic debate, remember that all five parties went to see the Prime Minister before Christmas to ask for additional resources for Northern Ireland on the basis that they would address the distortions in our public spending. At a time when teachers are set to be made redundant, and many, many graduates cannot find teaching posts, and there are more pressing skill pressures within our economy, the continued subsidies towards teacher training colleges and the continued authorisation by the Minister of Education of an inflated number of teacher places makes no sense. People are quite right to demand the very best standards for future generations of school children. And people are quite right to ask, how are we to ensure that we educate our children together if we cannot even train our teachers together? Let me be clear, conference. I am committed to delivering a world-class, shared and inclusive and financially sustainable system of teacher training, which respects equality and diversity and delivers professional teachers that can work in any type of school. If this can be achieved in Glasgow and Dublin, then why not in Belfast and Northern Ireland? So, conference, I remain committed to both highlighting this issue and continuing to work towards reform. We have delivered and continue to deliver on the commitments we made in our manifesto. And we continue to make a real difference to people's lives, to our economy and to our society. At a time when the differences in the commitment and responsibility across the parties are being brought into such sharp relief, and at a time when the future of this region is so much at stake, the common sense, responsibility, leadership and delivery from Alliance of Government is more important than ever. Thank you very much.